As people will know, I have been campaigning for quite a number of years to see a new purpose-built youth centre in Strabane that will accommodate all of the needs of our young people who have been deprived of that important facility for a long number of years. And in July 2020, I was told by the Education Authority that this was a top priority and that 43 months later, we've still seen no progress made whatsoever. This is very, very disappointing. And in fact, I'd asked the previous Education Minister, Michelle McLevin, in November 2021, the same question, to which she replied that she would hope that it would be open and operational by December 23. We're now in February 24, and there hasn't been a single sod of turf turned, nor any sight or sign of progression of this important promised facility.
And we have seen in relation to this and many projects right across the north being delayed and put back because of budget constraints. But something needs to be done. These budgets need to be reviewed because obviously inflation has taken its toll when the Northern Ireland Assembly wasn't sitting.
Well, for generations, Strabane has suffered enough of the excuses from Stormont and politicians in power and in government. The reality is that every time we are promised a major capital project, be it this, the A5, Struil in Oma, or a number of others, the public realm scheme in Strabane, all of them have been subject to excuses and delays. It is not good enough. The people I represent are not going to continue being treated like second-class citizens. It is intolerable, it's unjustifiable, and we're fed up with it. And now we're seeing a generation of young people who are being promised, or who have been promised, a new purpose-built youth facility in Strabane Town Centre, be told now in 2024 that actually we may not have the funding to see this out. That is inexcusable. And I'll be challenging the Minister and the Education Authority on the commitments that they gave me and the promises they gave the youth of Strabane that this would be delivered. I'll be challenging them, asking why have they continued to let us down? And I'll be sending a very clear message that the people I represent in West Tyrone deserve so much better, particularly the young people in Strabane who've been crying out for this new youth centre for many, many years.